Hey everybody, thank you for checking out Brian and Eric Don't Belong Here. Just to give you the full context here, this podcast is just the audio from a Twitch stream that we do every Tuesday night at twitch.tv/goblinvoice. We go live at 9 p.m. ET, we have a chat, we have a call-in number, and it's a lot of fun. So if you enjoy this, you'll probably have a blast with what is more the full experience. And we'd love to say hello to you there. Once again, it's every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. ET at twitch.tv/goblinvoice. Okay, that's it. Enjoy the show. Everybody, we are live right now at twitch.tv/goblinvoice. It's Brian and Eric Don't Belong Here, a weekly investigation into the spooky and the weird and the strange and all of those fun things. One day, you know what? Man, I feel like our intros used to be so good, and we'll get it back. We'll get it back. I'm Brian, here as always with my friend and colleague, Mr. Eric Brenner. How are you, my friend?
What's up, bruh? How we doing, man?
Doing good, dude. We've had so many little technical wrinkles tonight. It's clear the higher ups at Disney have discovered what we're talking about and are trying to shut down this broadcast.
That's what's fun. I don't like when it just works. You know?
We're always at our best when it's a little uphill.
Yeah, when it's like not, like if it just works, I feel like there's a trap. If it's too easy.
It's too easy to get complacent here in this very important investigative work that we are doing.
We're bobbing. We're weaving. You know what I'm doing tonight, dude?
What are you doing tonight, dude?
I'm doing the... oh, my God. I'm completely blanking on the movie. I'm doing the... I'm going the full Forrest Gump right now.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
baby. We have
baby.
So much diet soda.
That's... I'll one-up you. I have the... of course, our... Definitely our sponsor by the end of this. I have a low-cal Monster Energy.
Oh, yeah. I think they're automatically our sponsor. I think that's legally binding.
That's it, it. They do have, they are contactable. Just break open a Monster on any Twitch stream and headquarters is alerted and they do pen your sponsorship deal.
Yeah, that's right. It just happens. It just goes.
It's really convenient if you want to be sponsored by Monster, which I don't think anybody does. Sure. Unless Monster wants to sponsor us.
They've certainly sponsored a number of endocrine problems for a young Eric Brenner. Unwittingly.
There you go.
There it is.
Eric, I've really taken a couple. We'll of course get into our main topic tonight soon, but I've made some really big leaps and strides in my, as you know, my quest that I talk about all the time. And you're definitely not hearing about for the first time. My quest to become the world's foremost ghost hunter.
Oh yeah,
that is my new life's mission. It is the most important thing to me is to become a legitimate world's foremost ghost hunter. I have picked up the audiobook version. Not even wasting my time with Dead Trees. The audiobook version of Ghost Hunting for Dummies.
Well, here's the thing: you could do that on the go. You can just be playing that while you're grocery shopping, and who knows when you're going to run into a ghost.
Eric, I am 17 hours away from becoming just an absolute expert in everything there is to know.
Wait, how many hours is this book?
17 fucking hours.
Got it. Haven't cracked it. Haven't started yet. I understand.
I mean, okay. So I got a little bit done. I did skip around because there are several chapters about like... ghosts through world cultures and stuff, and that's boring. I just want to know how to hunt them.
Do you think, let me ask you this question, what's the Venn diagram overlap between failed pickup artist, internet coaches, children's birthday party magicians, and ghost hunters. Is it a perfect circle?
It's a perfect unbroken circle. So far from this book, I have learned that all of mainstream science is bullshit and you should just believe in ghosts on site. They are ridiculous for wanting repeatable experiments or any sort of problem. Evidence.
It's a big hurdle that they have to overcome. I just want to talk about that guy on the cover, Zach Bagans, for a second. What a wonderful gentleman. I can't tell if he's trying to help us up a set of basement stairs, ushering us down.
A great question. That's a good question. I don't know if this would be, honest to God, I was so focused on his face and his wonderful haircut.
Yeah, it's a great haircut.
It's Electric Gauntlet has it here in the chat. I love that the cover doesn't show a ghost, just a door at the top of assumedly a basement.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're listening to just the audio version of this, we are currently looking at the cover, and it's a man with a really wonderful haircut, thick glasses, just gesturing out into us, the ether, to enter his basement of wonderful ghost hunting magic. And I'm excited to go on this journey with the new, like, he is now my, like, Sherpa up the mountain of ghost hunting. I am a student of Zach Bagans, host, executive producer of Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, and founder curator of the something museum, the Haunted Museum. That makes sense.
Dude, I'm reading a little bit of his backstory right now. Zach Bagans developed a profound interest in the paranormal when he was just 10 years old, scouring nearby garage sales with his mom in search of odd and spooky collectibles. That's just nice.
Dude, do you want to be a ghost hunter with me, or is this my solo mission?
No, let's do it. I'll do it with you.
You know, none of my other career paths have really come to much. And why not try ghost hunter?
Why? They're out there. They're just waiting to be hunted. What do you do if you catch one? Can you catch it?
I don't think anyone footage? Has yet. But either way, if someone ever does find irrefutable evidence of ghosts, I'm sure we'll find out about it on a Travel Channel ghost hunting show.
Oh yeah, 100%. There's no question.
I'll keep everybody updated, because once again, fully my quest to become a full-fledged ghost hunter. I want to be known as Brian Miller Ghost Hunter. I think you could
do it.
Honestly, as far as I know, so I did some research last night, and so far, really, to become a ghost hunter, you just have to start calling yourself a ghost hunter.
I think you are technically already now a ghost hunter. Great. Do you have any of the gear, though? Don't you need gear?
I am looking into some gear. I'm going to learn more about the gear from the book.
I feel like the next time we hang out, you're just going to be head-to-toe camo with night vision goggles and a net and some kind of large net.
I'm fucking ready for it. Yeah. for the ghosts, of course.
Yeah. For the camo in the net.
Moving on, Eric. We have a big topic tonight. We have a big one. I'm so excited about it. What do you know about the quote unquote the self declared most magical place on Earth, Disney?
I know it's a lot of fun. I know Space Mountain is cool. I know I haven't been there in a long time. I know they have cool pancakes that are shaped like a Mickey Mouse kind of situation. Great memorabilia. Yeah.
Did you know that it is a dark place built upon fucking conspiracies and monsters and death?
The only thing I heard with regards to that was I feel like there's always a rumor that Walt Disney had his head frozen upon death to be defrosted later.
Yeah. Yep. I was going to get into that a little later, but let's do that now. Let's do that one. Okay. I think that's a great way
to get
our
opinion. Is that real?
So here's the thing. Disney says no.
Yeah. But what the fuck do they know?
Or that's exactly, if you were trying to keep secret that Walt Disney's body is frozen and kept under the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, I sure as hell wouldn't just tell people if they asked.
Yeah, exactly. If you have the power to freeze yourself, cryogenic freezing, that's the term I'm looking for. If you have the power to cryogenic freeze yourself and you're in charge of one of the world's largest entertainment media dynasties, I feel like you could just put out a little memo that's hey, don't tell anybody about this.
It's, yeah, I'm just like, they don't want people to know. They wouldn't tell you. Everyone's asking. It was like, oh, in the general research that I have done, Walt Disney frozen under Pirates of the Caribbean in Anaheim, California, has been thoroughly debunked. And by thoroughly debunked, we mean Disney has said no. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's not proof.
Dig up his body and then get a fucking DNA test. And then also, I still don't believe it because the conspiracy is that fucking vast.
Let me ask you a question. Would you be cryogenically frozen?
Am I fully dead?
Yeah. What do you mean? Are you like frozen alive?
Yeah. Is that the plan? Like, is it Fry in Futurama or I've died and they freeze my body?
You die and they freeze you.
I don't see why not.
Okay. Yeah, but what if you get defrosted in like an awful hellscape? You like come to in the worst possible scenario.
But I've died, so there has to be technology to bring me back to life.
Yeah, but it's like now you come back to life as some weird like Matrix zombie. You're like strapped into a thing, and they're just sucking you your consciousness from energy.
I mean, that what a risk to take.
I know it's a gamble. It is a gamble.
It's a gamble. I guess it's I don't know what it. I guess when like that's really on the line, I don't know what I'm getting out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I guess the upside is you just live again. They wake you, they defrost you, and they're like, Brian, we figured it all out. You live for another 300 years.
That's amazing. That's what Walt Disney, in theory, has waiting for him. Either a Matrix hellscape.
Yeah.
A Matrix hellscape, or they figured it all out. And Walt Disney
has two options, pretty much.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Disney itself, it I find interesting Disney. So we're mostly focusing on the Disney parks today.
This looks so sinister.
That's the thing. Actually, there is something about Disney that have you ever been?
When I was a kid, when I was very small, I was a small baby.
It's same. I actually, I had my mom dig up some pictures of me in Disney when I was. Buddy, there's my if you're listening to this, I just pulled up a picture of my family at Disney. My father is on the right hand corner there. My father with three young children is younger in this picture than I am right now.
Oh yeah, we're a lost generation.
Oh yeah,
we blew it big time.
but I'm at Disney. I'm here with Goofy, who's definitely a ghost.
He looks like he has dead eyes.
Yeah, man, I don't like it. Don't like it. But there is something like Disney kind of we might be going kind of soon this year. But something about Disney and like this perfectly operating like capitalist city the size of San Francisco like kind of bugs me out.
Is it the size of San Francisco?
It's the size of fucking San Francisco. Wow, Disney crazy. World in Florida. I have to go let my cat out. That's
crazy. Yeah, do your thing. I'm going to talk to the stream. What's up, guys? The bad Disney, says the state of Arizona. Love that little cat.
So, So like I was saying, so Disney World, Disneyland, they're both like these perfectly operated fucking cities just dedicated to like Ronald Reagan capitalism.
Trickle down economics to the park visitors.
It's, I don't know, something about it creeps me the fuck out of everything being so dedicated to having this perfect experience for your family.
Yeah, it is weird. It is a weird sort of like autocratic fascist utopia where it's like,
yeah, just
like people, like poorly paid people enacting like highly choreographed joy scenes like behind the scenes. Actually, my girlfriend used to work at Disney and it's hardcore, dude.
How did we not get your girlfriend on to tell us everything?
That's a great question.
She knows all the secrets.
I blew it. I mean, I'll tell you this, it's hardcore.
Yeah,
it's no joke. Like the training and the customer service, and like you get in trouble if you are not adequately. There's not an adequate level of hospitality.
Yikes, dude! Yikes, dude!
I think to work there you have to be legit, like super into it. Yeah, worst place to work.
Hoggy Doggy said that in the chat. Worst place to work ever. State of Arizona says, do not point with one finger. That's all airplane, two finger, crazy. I think there are people like who are like really into Disney and are really excited about working at Disney. And no judgment, but
Yeah.
State of Arizona says, pointing with one finger is not allowed. Two fingers or full hands. I wonder why that is. Weird.
I feel like one finger is too, it's like too accusatory, too threatening.
It's that.
Like presidents never do that. You know, they always give you the like, they give you the little like.
God, you're right. You're right. Interesting. Very interesting slash terrifying. That's terrifying. That it's down to that level of like, hey, you have to point. Disney has a protocol for how you're supposed to point.
Yeah, a man who is now dead built a world that persists.
Both a land and a world.
Yeah, land and a world. Exactly. That's right. Two of them. And there's a lot of Disneylands and worlds around the world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Eric. So I have a bunch of topics to talk about. Are you interested? Because, like, man, they're just this iceberg here is fascinating.
Sure.
Are you most? We'll get to all of it, but should we start off with conspiracies around Disney parks? Should we start off with freak fucking deaths? We could do actual hauntings and ghosts people have seen around the park. Those are our topics, I think.
Dude, let's do actual hauntings.
Let's do actual hauntings. Okay. So first off, I think a segue into actual hauntings is human remains at Disney.
Whoa.
So here's the thing. At the Haunted Mansion, there is a huge fucking problem at Disney of guests bringing in their loved ones' ashes to spread at the fucking Haunted Mansion.
I will say, I feel like that's how you know. Well, first of all, that's such a strange. Why would you spread ashes at a haunted house?
I don't know. You know, but like part of me, like when I heard about it, I was like, yeah, no, maybe I want that. I'm not even a Disney like person yet. Throw me in a fucking spooky house at Disney.
I guess so. Dude, imagine you're the person's loved one and you like come to as a ghost and you thought you were going to like drift over the endless oceans of like the Atlantic or a majestic forest, but you're just trapped in a fucking shitty haunted house just forever. It's like, God, I don't even know I'm here because there's too many spooky props.
I feel like anyone who has their ashes spread at the Haunted Mansion at Disney wanted their ashes spread at the Haunted Mansion at Disney.
Yeah, like
you know?
It was a thing. It was a really special thing.
Right.
It wasn't just a whim. Just to like, well, I don't know. Well,
though that's the funniest fucking thing I think I've ever heard. And like, I would be so... If I came to you as a ghost and I was stuck in a shitty Disney haunted house, I think you'd be like, ah, no, that's funny.
I get it. This is fun. This is kind of fun.
I respect it. Yeah.
Do they like pat you down for ashes?
I do not know. However, I have read that they are trained to look for people smuggling in ashes. And
I feel like it's just a Ziploc bag in your underpants. They've figured that one out.
They've noted and found in makeup containers, in like back in the day rolls of film. It became a real big problem in the 90s, especially as it like kind of got memeified that people were doing it. That just means more people were doing it. It's extremely against Disney's like rules, terms of service of the park. You will get thrown out of the park if they catch you doing it. Whoa. And it's like, it's an emergency. I believe they call it a HEPA cleanup. If you hear them calling for a HEPA cleanup, that's they're bringing in the vacuum to suck up human remains.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure just like particles of a human being floating around a crowded ride is like a little bit of a health hazard.
I've read both. I've read it's not actually a hazard. I've read it is.
Interesting. I can see how it's not because they've been incinerated.
Right.
So like theoretically it's fine, but I don't know. I'd feel weird about like breathing in someone's grandma.
So you land on the ew, yucky side. I think I'm kind of on the, if it's not actually a health hazard, I don't really think about it.
So you're down to do rails with someone's great uncle while you're like, online?
If Eric, yeah. If we have, okay. Eric, if this thing ever grows and we get to do live shows, If anyone,
that's the dare you'll do. You'll do lines of anyone.
I will do lines of anyone's uncle.
Only an uncle, though.
Only their uncle. I swear to God. Hold you to that. I want a picture. I want a picture of the uncle.
Yeah, yeah. You got to prove it. There has to be proof.
There has to be proof. But I will snort anybody's uncle.
Wow. That's a great. All right, done. You heard it here first. All right, it's canon now.
So you better tweet about this show. Tell your friends. Tell them that we're here so that we can get big enough to do a live show, and someone will bring me their uncle to snort. Oh, that's okay. It's and by that point, I'll be the world's foremost ghost hunter.
For sure. So and the headlines ghost will just be inside of you. I mean, that's the real. That's how you vertically integrate it. You
I will be a living Pokeball for ghosts.
That's right.
Of
that's
uncles. Right. Just fully of all possessed uncles.
By multiple spirits, multiple angry spirits.
The state of Arizona says, Brian, you don't have a Twitter. What do you want from us? I don't want you to tweet at me about the show. Tweet at other people.
Yeah, hey Brian, remember that show you have? Retweet. I'm telling you. That's why our views are so low. We haven't been clear about the promo strategy. No, you tell others. You get them here. You tell other people who don't know about us. You bring them here. They come here. We already know about the show because we're here. We're doing it. But other people don't know, so they have to hear about it. They have to come here.
That'd be great.
We should have clarified way before. So this is really on us.
Our bad.
Yeah.
We need stickers. We need stickers, and we need to encourage people to put stickers in places.
Yeah, we're going analog. We're off the social nets, bro. We're doing stickers. We're doing zines. I'm putting up flyers on telephone poles. You know,
that's it. One day. Maybe slower than all the other guys. We'll get there.
We should get one of those cool planes that goes up and down the beach, or like a skywriting kind of situation.
That's the most effective podcast at. Advertisement. Most cost effective.
Wow. I think the state of Arizona is threatening to steal your ashes. The thing is, you're still alive. So that's
I'm still alive.
You know?
I don't want to be ashed yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
Not just yet. Not too far away, but I live a very unhealthy life.
We got some time.
I got a little bit of time, but not that much time. So those are ashes at Disney.
Okay.
Going on Disney rides and stuff. That said, so that's guests bringing human remains in. So here's the thing about the ride Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I don't like the look of that skeleton right there.
Back when Pirates of the Caribbean opened in Anaheim, California at Disneyland, the Imagineers were apparently not happy how some of the fake skeletons looked. Mm. Fake skeleton technology had not reached the heights that it has now in the year of our Lord 2021. So they went to UCLA... and gathered a bunch of actual human fucking remains, dressed them up like pirates, and put them in the weird cave for Walt.
Wow. That's really fucking weird.
That's really fucking weird. And that is, as far as I know, fucking true. Disney has not even done what Disney has confirmed is that all of the skeletons have since been removed and given proper burials. Now
just fake. You could just straight up buy bodies. Like, you could just buy cadavers. I don't know if anybody can, but one can. There is a market for cadavers.
Jesus Christ. I don't know how I feel about that.
Have you ever seen the bodies exhibit?
I saw it in a James Bond movie.
Oh, really? It's actually super creepy, but also cool and crazy. But yeah. I believe this is true. I don't think I'm just spreading horrible misinformation, but I'm pretty sure those bodies were like Chinese dissidents or prisoner, like they have a very questionable origin.
Whoa!
Like the nervous system that I saw spread out over like 30 cubic yards or whatever is like a man who wrote a bad article.
Like, oh boy!
Yeah,
that's not like donated to science. Like
no, man. Not voluntarily.
yeah. man, I would donate my body to something like Body World.
Sure. What's Body World?
That's one of those, that's the big one, I thought.
Okay, gotcha. The body's exhibit. Yeah. It'd be interesting. I feel like I wouldn't pass the muster. They'd see me, they'd kind of be like, this is not.
I mean, no one would want mine. Yeah. I would just have to, my very specific, like, posthumous instructions are keep sending me back, keep leaving me on the doorstep. They'll send it back, send it right back.
Yeah. You're just in transit. You're just constantly, you're just a whole bunch of postage.
That's it. So
okay, so there were real skeletons, but then they got rid of them.
One thing the Imagineers, just reading from SF Gate where I found this, one thing the Imagineers couldn't recreate was skeletons. The technology of the time wasn't sophisticated enough to make skeletons that the company felt met their standards of realism. Mm-hmm. So instead of faking it, the Imagineers went to find the real thing, straight to UCLA, where they procured real human skeletons for the ride. It didn't last forever, though. Giamma quotes Jason Sorrell's book Pirates of the Caribbean from Magic Kingdom to the movies, saying eventually, as fake skeleton technology improved, a new generation of Imagineers replaced the real ones and were later returned to their countries of origin and given a proper burial. Today, Disneyland says that there are no longer any human remains on the ride, and the internet is rife with accounts from people who have taken VIP tours, which often provide a deep history of the parks. They report the cast member guides have assured them there were no more real skeletons in the place. That said, State of Arizona says, what I have also seen is that there is one real skull over a bed frame. And Arizona says that she has dropped a picture in our Discord, which you can find a link to our Discord at the link here on twitch.tv/goblinvoice. And get a look at that for yourself, no matter how many years in the future you have found this. It'll be there easy to find.
The Discord will never go anywhere.
No.
It's going to last through the sands of time.
So that's kind of conflicting. Disney now saying there's nothing. And then a lot of reports saying that skull over, tell you what, I'm going to throw it. Nah, I could throw it on the stream, but here's the thing. The visual version of this isn't going to last forever either, Eric. Just is what it is. Google it. Yeah. Fucking Google it.
Yeah, get in there. Wow, that's crazy.
So fake skeleton technology wasn't there yet for Disney standards. I feel like that's fine. I feel like fake skeletons would have been fine.
Yeah, you're in a children's amusement park. That's okay. And there's no Doogie Howsers like correcting the anatomy of your fake paper-faced skeleton. It's a child. Like I was scared by a friggin' tarp over a bag of leaves. Like,
I'll be honest, I remember riding Pirates of the Caribbean, the Disney World version in Florida, not the original California one. I remember riding it. Fucking boring. This was obviously long pre-movie where, like, the brand meant nothing to me. Fucking boring. Yeah. Boring as shit.
I remember there were parts of Disney World that were sort of boring.
Yeah.
Not small. Small World is not what... It's a small world after all, that whole ride.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're saying. So when I was a kid, we were very, very lucky. And we did like a whole tour of like the Orlando parks. So we did Universal and Disney and like a whole bunch of the Disney parks. But we went to Universal first. And so we had a full day. You saw the pictures earlier. We were small children.
Yeah.
We had a full day of the Jaws ride. Get on a boat. You'll get attacked by a shark.
Dude, I remember the Jaws ride was sweet.
It's fucking good as hell. It doesn't exist really anymore, which is a shame. But like, we're small children. Get on the boat. Get attacked by a shark. King Kong ride. Get on a train. Get attacked by a fucking monkey. Just a whole host of terrible creatures coming to kill us children on this fun amusement ride. Absolutely traumatized. Just now so afraid to get on any ride. So
and
we're
every
Disney.
Animal.
We're at Disney. We're getting on to It's a Small World. And like, as our little car goes into the dark and my brothers and I are just like, just absolutely traumatized. And like, it's a small world, you know, it's a small world. And everyone, you know, we're going around the world, around this tiny little world, terrified in the dark. And my grandmother, in all of her infinite wisdom, points to an alligator and goes, look, an alligator. Cue three little boys just, absolutely terrified.
You've been conditioned by the park to fear all wildlife. Did you ever go on the Star Wars ride?
I yes. Yes.
I remember the Star Wars ride, and I remember the E.T. ride very vividly.
Yeah, Star Wars was Disney. E.T. was...
Universal Studios, right?
Was Universal Studios.
Wasn't Jaws Universal Studios?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, State of Arizona, so Star Tour slaps. It does. I remember, do you remember on E.T. at Universal, you would give your name to the guy. And then as you were leaving E.T., he never really sounded, the couple times I've ridden E.T., it never really sounded clear enough, but like E.T. is supposed to like say your name as you leave.
Yeah, he would say, I went with my brother, and my brother's name is David. And as we were leaving, he was like, Eric, David, Brent. And he like sticks his weird little glowy hand.
Yeah. It's, we're heading into the ride for the first time. And my father, Kurt, when asked his name, says Chuck. And I'm a little boy. I'm like, this is the height of comedy. That's not your name.
Yeah. You just lied to the robot alien.
That's the funniest fucking thing that has ever happened.
It's a brilliant guy.
I was anyway, back to creepy Disney shit. Ghosts. Okay. So those are the human remains. But I would love to tell you about some of the ghosts. Yeah, do you know about Mr. One Way?
No.
Mr. One Way is the ghost that allegedly haunts Space Mountain. Mr. One Way is a redheaded, red-faced, I can't quite tell what red-faced means, who will sit next to you, who get on the ride with you, and then by the end of the ride, he's gone.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's Mr. One Way. Eric? Okay. Eric?
Why do they call Mr. One Way?
I do not know. Maybe because he only gets on the ride one way?
Yeah. He just goes and then he's gone. Got it.
Eric?
Yeah.
What if I told you I had some fucking footage of Mr. One Way?
You have... No. Get out of here.
Well, I have a bunch of ghost footage here, but I want to find Mr. One Way because that's who we're talking about. Dude, there's so many fucking ghosts at Disney, dude.
Yeah, I bet there are.
I just ripped this YouTube video for somewhere else, but look, check this out.
I love this. I'm really scared.
So we're watching a bunch of people loading up onto Space Mountain. I believe it's going to slow down because we already missed it. It's going to play it again. It's going to be fucking weird. You can see vague.
It's like a little cloud, like a translucent cloud.
Yeah.
He's taking a seat behind a guy.
Yep.
Oh, that is pretty odd.
It's pretty odd. And so Mr. One Way is allegedly gone. You see someone come on the ride with you, and then they're gone by the time. I've not read a lot of firsthand accounts of Mr. One Way, just sort of the legend around him, but did see that footage. And I feel like
the saddest, most tragic thing if you're a ghost is like, and you're at an amusement park, it's like you just want to ride the ride so bad, and you go and you sit down, but you're incorporeal, so the cart just takes off and you just stay right where you are. It doesn't take you anywhere, and it just goes, and you can't go
on the ride. That's it. Just no rides for ghosts. That is, I don't know. We'll have to see what our friend Zach Baggins has to say about
this. Could be part of your
rides.
Ghost hunting research. You could break some ground. This could be the niche.
I am going to have to go I'm going to have to go on a bunch of rides and like tell Disney, you have to let me in. This is for ghost research.
Yeah. Just all geared up with like EMF meters.
I can't, Eric, we're going to become the new Warrens. We're going to become, sorry, Tony Sparrow. I know Tony Sparrow already thinks he is. We're coming for the crown.
It's not too late. He can get on board with us.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Tony Sparrow, you're looking for interns to join. Tony Sparra can be our intern at the Brian and Eric Institute of Ghostology.
Yeah, I drink a lot of coffees. I need someone to go get them. I got some dry. I'm just kidding. Tony Sparra is an esteemed part of the cult ecosystem.
Yeah, kind of, very important. I would love to have him as an intern.
Yeah.
I have another weird ghost footage.
I will say this. I feel like we could... Ooh, that did look scary. You could do a lot with just kind of grainy footage and superimposed red arrows.
You absolutely can. This one's pretty weird though.
Yeah. Let me see.
This footage is of a technician invest or doing some work on the Tower of Terror. That's the one that falls.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have the video here. It's black and white, grainy footage. A man in a what appears to be sort of like a jumpsuit or like a technician attire.
Sure.
He's a little bit of an older gentleman, and he's sitting alone on the ride. And we can see the thing. Clearly, the thing is. Does the thing actually drop? I don't know how the ride works.
I think so.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I definitely see. Whoa.
There's a flash of light and it just like reflects off of a...
It looks like a form. It certainly looks like some sort of figure.
It's pretty spooky. And there's another one behind him.
That's like a face. That's really weird.
They're not unlike Mr. One Way. They sort of flash and they're sort of mist like. They're incorporeal.
Yeah, it's like a little cloud, a little... Just a form of mist that's sort of
this one there. Looks more like somebody though.
Well, the one that's right behind, yeah, that looks like a person, and then the one where it was like the sort of that looks like a face.
I do clearly. See a face there, yeah.
That's really weird. That's very strange. I mean, you know, Brian, you're a little more well versed in sort of the technical side of things. Is there any sort of, I don't know, video artifacts or image artifacts
that's
that can produce stuff like that?
Largely what people are saying that
the
it
debunking
is.
Side
it,
is
the debunkers, the Disney hired plants out here to throw us off the scent.
Sure.
Disney is, of course, a just absolute ghost playground. Guess that they are artifacts.
Okay.
I will also say, I will be fully transparent. I only saw it in one. Someone did cop to these, said he's a visual effects artist, and he did these. It doesn't make any sense to me.
what do you mean?
Cop to doing these for a commercial, which none of these were in a commercial.
Yeah, nobody cares about your weird fake goat. And also, I do feel like if you're a VFX person, you could make these more dramatic.
Right. You know? I don't fucking buy it.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Go surreal.
Okay, I'm gonna find now. Here's one of this is a pretty famous one. Scrubbing through a video now where there's apparently a ghost there. I can never see that one.
That looks like just like a cat.
It's supposed to be of a person. Did I scroll too far? I went way too far. Okay, here we go. We have a fireworks display over the magic castle.
Boom.
And there is someone, a transparent looking gentleman.
Oh, is that not a statue?
Not a statue.
Dude, that's crazy. That actually is just, I thought that was like, oh, it's just a statue, bro.
Nope.
You can see that really clearly.
Yep.
That's really weird.
It's fucking weird, huh?
Whoever, I have to say, it's so maddening. I don't know what it is, but it's like whenever people catch weird stuff on film, it's never just a steady on it zoom in. It's always like a pan right past it, like just like go like zoom past it. It's real shaky, but it's so in that frame that you're that's clearly a person.
Man, dude, do I have, I'm so glad you brought that up, because man, do I have one that's going to blow your fucking mind.
Oh, baby.
So we have very clear security cam footage outside the haunted mansion. Okay. Now, here's what's crazy, is this ghost is going to walk through the frame, and then the other cameras from other angles are going to capture it at perfect time as well.
Oh, I love
so
that.
It's going to move from one camera into another. People say this is Walt Disney's ghost. I think it's much more sinister than that. So we're looking at footage. This is outside the haunted mansion. You can see pretty clearly another transparent
that's a thing
form.
Just walking along the path.
Yep.
That's really strange.
Yep. Once again, this has been written off to artifacts or like a maintenance, but an artifacts of a maintenance walks through the gate.
Dude, that's
onto a different camera. A third camera now, still in time.
Trying to see if I could see it. I can't. I think I see it.
It's walking along. It's catching the light.
Yeah, it's like a ripple in the light.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. I see it.
In the fourth really security camera.
Are these, now let me ask you this question. Are these cameras tracking like a continuous geographical stretch?
I believe so, yes.
It looks like it's one path.
It's, yes, I believe like one camera's catching one set and then like literally the next set over.
I don't want to sound like a complete just naive, gullible dummy. You know, people are talking about it, it's like, you know, it's like there's no proof. There's no, like, I don't know. This is pretty kind of shocking.
It's, this is the most wild, like, I, it's either, this one is either fucking the VFX guy who copped to it is not just getting attention. Or ghosts are real.
Yeah. If this is not just directly edited, if this is raw footage of something, that's pretty crazy.
And like, which,
I mean, it certainly could be, I guess.
It certainly could be, but like, it's very, so what we're actually looking at, we're not even getting the direct security cam footage. This is someone taking a video of security monitors. So you can see figure walk into, I mean, like it's either very cleverly staged or, and like, it's either that or ghosts are real. And so sit where you want on that. But
or there's something moving. Yeah, I mean, so if you're listening in, what this footage is showing is a translucent, almost barely visible figure, but it's moving with like a humanoid gait. And as it passes by streetlights, these streetlights in Disney World, it sort of picks them up and fills out the form a little bit. And then it kind of melts back into the air. But this keeps happening as a pet. That's really odd, man.
That's the spookiest fucking footage.
That's really cool.
Truly do not know.
What's weird too is if you look at the like visually, it's like the line is almost like vertical. Like it's almost like there's a reflection.
Yeah.
Of this thing. That's really weird.
Were there any other ghosts? We got the firework ghost. There's one here. We've got, there's a statue of Snow White. There's some people taking pictures with like costumed characters.
Oh, all the villains.
Yeah, I believe this is also by the Haunted Mansion. I guess there is a faint
kind of a blur, smoky
suggestion
thing.
Of a person sitting. Yeah, this one.
It's a little weak, especially compared to the other one, which was so like you can't miss it in the other one.
Right. State Arizona appears to be a Disneyland expert and says that's Fantasyland.
I thought she was just making fun of this. Like,
no. I also don't know the various mini parks within Disney, and maybe she is. So those were the ghosts, dude.
Yeah, that's actually pretty impressive. What's the like? Is there like an underlying theory as to why there's so many Disneyland ghosts, or just like so many people have memories there and they just gravitate back to it, or it's some kind of weird nexus to the underworld that Walt Disney planned out?
That's what I have not read that one, but that's what I hope. Sure. A lot of them are sort of attributed to like Walt Disney's ghosts. Like that one, the one we saw, the four security cams. That one is like, oh, that's Walt Disney.
I feel like there's so many weird, I mean, there's obviously in terms of Disney, there's the, I feel like everybody knows this one, but how they used to put little like frames of pornography in their movies.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like there's all sorts of weird Easter eggs.
There is another story. I think this is just a fanciful story. I don't think any of this ever really happened, but Walt Disney had in Disneyland an apartment. There's like a firehouse, I believe, and Disney had a small apartment in that firehouse. And the story goes that there was a lamp in the window, and he'd light that lamp when he was there, so everyone would know that he was there. So now the story goes, after he died, a woman was going through cleaning that apartment. I think people can go there now. I think it that kind of serves as like a little museum now. Like people can see it.
Oh, that's sick.
But she turned off all the lights, went downstairs back to the street level, and saw the light was still on in that window. So she goes back up, turns it off again, comes back down. By the time she comes back down, the light's on again. It's said that Walt Disney is still on that apartment, keeps that light on so everybody knows that he's still there. I say, boo, that's a bullshit story. I don't like it. Why? I don't like Walt Disney being sentimentalized.
Was he like a villain? Was he a bad guy?
I mean, he was extremely anti-Semitic.
Oh, was he really?
And
Next thing you're going to tell me is Henry Ford was an anti-Semite. Titans of American industry.
Just this whole, the king of his own little capitalist city. That can't be good. Yeah, sure. This can't be good.
I mean, what's so funny about it, I feel like maybe not everybody, but most people, given enough power, would have some dream of like creating their own little world, like Brian World, you know, like fun Brian World.
I can't wait till we make Brian and Eric land. Oh, and it's just a slide and barbed wire.
It's just going to be a multifamily house that I try to buy that the bank forecloses on, and I just refuse to leave.
And also, we charge $50 for admission.
Yeah, exactly. Come look at me wash with a sponge.
Oh no, oh, that's yeah. That's one of the on the little napkin that has the schedule on it, and watch Aaron Page while he just stares at you in the tub with a sponge.
But leave the napkin because I also need the napkin when I eat a sandwich. You can't take the napkin.
We keep insisting people call it Brian and Eric Land, but like, there's no signage.
Yeah, you're just happily married, living somewhere else with like children. Like, please take my name off the sign.
The sign, of course, is another napkin.
Yeah, exactly. That I also need.
So that completes Ghosts of Disney.
That's very impressive. I was going to say, I didn't know there was that kind of documented footage.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, huh?
Wow, that is strange. That's really odd.
Let's see. Should we do freak fucking deaths or or conspiracies? There's only one because we already did Frozen Walt. So how about we do the other one?
Okay. What's the other conspiracy, though, really quick? Is it good? I don't want
to. Well, that's what you, yeah. So let's do the other conspiracy.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
That's what I mean. What do you know about Club 33?
I don't know. It sounds like some dirty, weird sex stuff though.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's the thing about Club 33. It's now Disney might say, and everyone might agree and be fine with the explanation that it is an exclusive club within Disney for rich people to kind of, have a Disney World experience with their family without being among the dirty masses like you.
Yeah, but not us, because we dig deep, baby.
Not us. We don't think that. We know that Club 33 is actually a secret cabal of Masons bent on Masons and the Illuminati bent on bringing about the New World Order.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's, of course, what we know Club 33 is. Now,
it's gotta be.
Club 33, I believe it is a $50,000 membership, what's the initial like fee to join?
Okay.
And then a like 10 to 12 year waiting list.
Whoa.
And then it's something crazy. 30,000 might not be right, but it's an insane number of like yearly membership.
That's crazy.
It is also
what do you get? Do you know?
Well, it's the only place in the park that sells alcohol. Okay. And it's basically a big, I believe there are shows, there are, but it's a clubhouse essentially for rich people within Disney. Now some people say that there's a lot of different like reasons why they think it might be called Club 33. Now don't get me wrong. There are some normal ones. There were 33 major investors in Disneyland and like, it's kind of after them. State of Arizona says, huh, they absolutely sell alcohol at Disneyland. You would know better than I would, Arizona. That's it. Maybe they did not at one point. It might be, there's a literal winery in California Adventure. It might be the actual Magic Kingdom, like the main proper park. I don't know. But so Club 33, the 33 initial investors, or just the address of the place in the park. That's where the main clubhouse was. It was at 33, and to sell alcohol, it needed a proper address. Hey, we'll call it Club 33. However, Eric, we're not fucking idiots.
Yeah, that's just sort of that obvious red herring.
Just come on. You think we're idiots? You think we're idiots? You think the world's foremost Ghostbusters, who have Tony Spera as their intern, would fucking stop digging there? Nah, my friend. Here's the thing. Walt Disney, allegedly, a 33rd level Mason.
Oh, I mean, it makes sense. That checks out. Was he in the Masons? Was Walt Disney in the Masons? Is that real?
It is alleged that he was a very active, high-ranking member of the Freemasons.
I mean, it's certainly possible. Like, George Washington was a Free. Like, there's a lot of pretty crazy Freemasons.
There's a lot of pretty fucking crazy Freemasons. Now, here's the thing. All over Club 33 are symbols. Like, I just threw up a, there's an eye in the window. There are, allegedly, I read on a blog that these floor tiles are very clearly, inarguably, Mason symbols. They look like floor tiles to me, but hey, I trust the blogosphere.
Oh, that's really funny. I was just at the Freemason Hall in Philly, in Philadelphia, which is one of the beautiful building, one of the biggest ones. I don't know. I'm certainly no expert on the Masons. I'm not seeing anything in the floor tiles that are like explicitly.
It's a little bit of a stretch to me. I feel like I could like, the eye in the window. Yeah, no, I get you. The floor tile's a little rough.
yeah, sure. I mean, they do a lot of stuff with geometry and like the geometric division of space, but at the same time, that's just also how tiles work.
That is just how tiles
being work. Shapes.
Yeah.
Being shapes on the floor.
And obviously these shapes are in the shape of fucking Mason symbols because damn it, this is a secret club for Freemasons and the Illuminati.
I will say
taking over the world.
It would not surprise me at all if Walt Disney was in the Masons or in a very high level
rank. Or just fully Illuminati, because get this, if the plan was world domination, it's working.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody knows Disney.
Everybody.
I mean, go ahead.
And they own half of everything.
Exactly. Well, if I was a, global cabal and intent on world domination and influence and power and control, I would definitely make sure I had, like, people who controlled channels of information and entertainment and media. I feel like that's one of the most powerful things.
You're on to something there, my friend.
So if you're watching and you're looking for two crack ghost hunters, we can just really tune the eyeballs and the brains of a
we'll
niche,
take it. We
a
are,
passionate audience.
We are we are extremely open to selling out.
Yeah. Immediately.
Our morals are up for grabs.
If you want us to stop talking about ghosts, just send us an email. We'll quit it tonight. We're
not even that expensive.
Yeah.
Eric, if you got. Keeping in mind, I enjoy doing this show with you. So, it's just fun to do. Certainly no expectations of it ever being lucrative.
$20, I never talk to you again.
Yeah, wow, that low.
No, I'm just kidding. What were you going to say? What would it cost to stop doing this show?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, yeah. No other threats, just say, we would really like it if you stopped doing this, and we think this amount of money shows our interest in that. That it'd be like, yeah, fuck it. And, the question is the minute, because, of course, if they were like, here's $1 million, sorry, no more show.
yeah, right.
But, half a million? Yeah, probably. $10,000? Yeah, probably.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's priceless, man.
Oh, wow. Eric?
I'm going to say I would never stop doing this show.
So, Disney, if you're listening to this, Beneath the Pirates of the Caribbean in your cryo chamber, wire directly to me.
Well, I mean, if you get the money, I'd like some money. If the show stopped, if the had to stop, I'll take a couple bucks.
All right. Okay.
Maybe one just huge ruby.
That's a good point. You know? We will stop doing the show for one huge ruby.
One huge ruby. Yeah. And we could really discuss the size parameters, volleyball or whatever, but
we're running low on time here. Can I tell you about a fucked up one?
Yeah, dude, please.
This is a little different. We're moving away from the Disney parks and we're moving to a Disney cruise. Oh, and man. I feel weird about this one. I texted you, like I didn't even know if we should talk about it. I think we're going kind of into true crime. True. Which is not what I want this show to be, but it's fucking weird.
I'm cool with it.
This is semi-recent, so like this is in the last decade or so. So like I want to be respectful of what a real thing someone is missing. Is assumed dead. But it is fucking weird. So Rebecca Corium.
She looks so wholesome too.
Yeah. British crew member on the cruise ship Disney Wonder. So she was an employee.
Oh, dude, she's like our age. She's like born 87.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So she was a crew member on a Disney cruise. She goes missing. She didn't report for her shift one day, leads to a whole, boat shipwide search for her. So they have footage of her, getting a phone call, being very distressed from the phone call. They have footage of her wandering like one of the decks, in not her clothing, in a man's clothing, baggy in her clothing, and then she's gone. Now what Disney says happened is that she was on deck 5 and got swept by a rogue wave.
No.
So they had one investigator on for one day examine what the fuck could have happened to her. They went, that's a story. They're sticking to it.
Was it just Goofy and Donald Duck just fighting in a comical way? And like,
they have the family is like not satisfied by this.
Yeah, I'd imagine not.
So they get escorted to the ship. Full Disney style, black tits and windows, brought in through, like, flown out somewhere, brought in on, like, the back of the ship, away from everybody. They hire a private investigator themselves to look into it. Disney provides footage. Footage of her on what they say is deck 5 at the time of her disappearance. Now, here's the thing. The timestamp and like any indicating information is cropped out of the footage. And the private investigator found that the footage they said was on deck 5 is from deck 1. And it was all cropped out of the footage that they provided.
Oh, super weird.
Disney, once again, their official stance is that she was swept up by a rogue wave. Now, what we do know or is like alleged is she had... she was in a relationship with a coworker on the ship. They had had a threesome the night before. And she was apparently very distressed about how that went down. So it's possible that she had an episode. She had a problem and like committed suicide. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very weird that Disney did a bare minimum investigation. What they've provided doesn't really line up.
I'm going to say too, like if there was a rogue, like, isn't that kind of a verified, like a rogue wave is just like a small little, like it's a rogue wave. If it hits deck 5, that's like half the ship just gets slammed with a massive wave. Like nobody else got swept off the ship. That's super strange.
It's fucking weird. And it's really fucking weird that that's like their official fucking stance. So that's Rebecca Corium on a Disney cruise. And it's, you know, it's like, there's everything to like, she was murdered by perhaps this third party. Not sure. I'm kind of walking on eggshells here because I don't know enough about it to just be like, this happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I want to be respectful of like as someone who actually
real human.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like jokey fart time.
Yeah. Oh God, I can't stop hitting the sound effects buttons.
Right. But like, man, I fell down that hole. I'm like, this is fucking weird.
Well,
dude,
it's really weird. The thing about the footage being switched around, the Dak, her wandering around in the clothing of, and it's also doesn't quite, like, none of it really, like, the motive is not clear. Like, how is there just a lone rogue wave that sweeps someone off a deck? Like, that's not a thing that really happens.
Employees on the ship are like, oh, there are cameras everywhere. They have whatever the footage is. They have whatever footage is. They probably have audio of whatever the fuck her phone call was. They won't release any of it.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's like, the thing. If her phone was still around, like, they could pull all that, I think.
And, like, that was, I guess, the other thing is like, no one's looking for it. Like, investigators, like, there was one, the ship is registered in the Bahamas. And so, like, it was police from there that came to investigate.
Here's a dark question. You have a close family member who's an employee of a Disney cruise and they disappear. How much money to make you stop asking questions?
I don't know.
Depends what family member.
It's a dark question. I don't know, man. That's pretty wild. Yeah. That said, I will say the family are ardently asking questions.
Yeah, I'm not trying to put it out there that the family is like,
no, need
hush money or anything, but I'm just saying it's so odd.
Yeah, it's really odd. It's just an odd one. And it feels just based on what employees of the ship have said, like, Disney knows what happened. There is footage of what happened, and they're saying she got swept up by a wave.
Whoa.
Weird. Weird, weird, weird.
I will say, if Disney wanted someone dead, like, they could probably make that happen.
But why? Yeah, it feels more like maybe there was a murder on the ship.
And they're trying to, I'm just saying, like, forgetting this whole case, I'm just saying, like, the megacorp Disney wants a man dead, like, someone knows too much about what's under the mask or whatever, like, they could do that.
They could do that.
They could.
They definitely could. Yeah. Man, that's a real bummer one to end up on. Trying to think.
Yeah, we have a fun one where a guy gets like stuck in a jam machine or something. Just a big vat of jam.
It feels weird to go in. I have some like freak accidents at Disney Park. That feels like even more of a bummer of just some people who went to have a nice day and then died horribly. So maybe we won't do those.
You know, this show's taken a very melancholy turn. We're talking about odd culture-bound psychological illnesses, tragic disappearances at Disney.
Brian and Eric get bummed out.
Yeah, once again, we don't belong here. We've stumbled into a terrain that,
I do have something that I will talk about. So this is not, we won't go into specific deaths. Bummer. There are some real horrifying ones if you want to fall down a dark rabbit hole. I have read before that Disney will do everything they can to make sure you do not die on the property. I could not find much to verify this doing my own. It's just something I had always heard. Like, if you're having a heart attack, they get you out of the fucking park so you can die in the parking lot.
Sure.
Now, what I have read is the general rumor that no one is declared dead in Disney, so that no one has technically died in a Disney park. However, you're declared dead by a doctor at a hospital, and there's no hospital on the grounds, you know? Whoa. So, like, you're not... I don't even know if that's like that dark of a or like weird of a thing. Like, you could fall off of a roller coaster from like the top height, become salsa on the ground, and like you're not a doctor. Someone legally still has to look at you and go, "Yeah, you're dead," you know?
Right.
And they don't do that on the premise. I don't know if that's that weird.
I don't know. That's really odd. I mean, Do they have like medical facilities? They must have like some kind of medical facilities inside the park, right? Because if it's the size of San Francisco, like, do they have like a fire department? They must have like a private like fire department and shit.
Does Disney have a hospital? Okay, we have Walt Disney World Resort guest medical services. Nothing here. We have first aid. We have for all health emergencies, call 911. But they're not like bringing an ambulance into the park.
I hope there is a Disney hospital and you have to get like, someone has to get like a super serious surgery and friggin' like Genie from Aladdin comes out.
Oh, come on. Okay. State of Arizona says they do have a medical center. My sister passed out in Disneyland, so we got took there. Both Disneyland and Disney World, my sister's passed out in. It's not a full-blown hospital, but a separate area for treatment. Imagine a nurse's office at school, she says. Okay, I do have a fun one to end on. Okay. This is not really anything weird or conspiracy. It is a Easter egg that people found, and then it had to get taken away because it got found out, and we can't have nice things.
Sure.
So there were, of course, costume characters throughout Disney, and Toy Story characters. Allegedly, if you were to yell "Andy's coming," the costume Toy Story characters would have to fall to the ground.
Oh, that's fun.
That got memeified to the point where everyone knew that would happen. And what would apparently happen like once or twice a day started happening like 30, 40 times a day. And had just been like, we're not doing that
people
anymore.
In very hot costumes, like doing constant burpees. Like, hey, God, dying of heat stroke. Please stop saying it.
Let's see. Gusenberg says the location is too far away and it's not actually built, but imagine you got escorted out of Disney to wind up at the hospital that used to be a Jesus theme park. It's closer to Universal. Weird. Weird. Upstate Arizona also heard that's fake. You know what? We are the conspiracy weird stuff show, not the debunking conspiracy weird stuff show.
Yeah, we're not seduced or distracted by the truth.
Now we know who the Disney plant is, who's trying to get us off the scent.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
The state of Arizona, the state of Walt.
Yeah, you guys are slipping.
Eric, I think this means with Arizona now working for Disney, I think that means that we've been compromised and we should get out of here. We should end this broadcast.
Yeah, the stream's been hacked. The stream's been hacked.
Hey, Eric, where can we find you on the internet?
Dude, right here. Right here every Tuesday at friggin' 9 p.m. Eastern. I don't believe in the other social medias. I'm right here on Twitch. It's all I care about. I'll pop in the Discord once in a while, I think.
The Discord link is, of course, down below here at twitch.tv/goblinvoice. Yeah, and Eric, if I'm not mistaken, you'll just sit at your computer until next Tuesday night.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere. I've got astronaut pants on. I just spritz some water on my face, just wipe it off. I just wait here patiently like a young lad until we boot up again.
I am, of course, also here at twitch.tv/goblinvoice. I do Brian and Eric Don't Belong Here Tuesdays at 9 p.m. and the Talent Mix on Sunday nights with my buddy Zach. You can find audio versions of both on Spotify. And I guess that's it. I guess we should get out of here. Fuck you, Tony Sparrow. You're going to be our intern. Andrew WK, we're coming for you, buddy.
We're on the way.
We're
booting up the car. You boot up a car? I don't know. It's late.
You can boot up a Brian and Eric mobile, baby.
That's right. Yeah, it's a big computer that we ride to safety.
Good night, everybody.